So there's a finger pick, John? It's right there.
That's not fun.
You know, bands will go on the road, and it seems like they start out just real nice, you know, when the early beginnings, like, I thought, you know, John and Topham was, you know, just did some real nice stuff at first, and then they went on the road and got used to the crowds and boogie music. And
Are you talking about material in general, the type of tunes we choose to do on stage?
Let's just take it that direction.
This is your direction to take it in.
Well, I'll tell you, we do what I think a lot of other bands do. We'll pick out some material and we'll do it, and if it just doesn't work, it doesn't get done, and the things that work, we keep.
The things that don't work get tossed, and the things that work, sometimes they don't work till we hear them and say, hey, that wasn't as bad as I thought, you know, hear them on tape, you know, and or play them in front of an audience. The audience is the final judge of material, you know, when it comes to, you know, because they really build your confidence on a team.
How long have you been living in Colorado?
Three years.
Where exactly is that? You were talking about
Colorado. It's east of Utah. It's
in between Utah and Wyoming.
What do you mean? We live up in the mountains.
Is it, you know, all the members of the band are right there?
Oh, well, three of us are within about 15 miles, and Jimmy's up another couple hundred miles from us. But we go up for provisions. We trek up to his place by wagon train.
College kids still get as horny as they used to, or is that as all straight?
Get as what?
They get as horny as they used to.
Yeah, I would say
they still put saltpeter in the mashed potatoes, is the question.
The food's about the same, I guess, you know. College food has never seemed to be good.
Down drugs. Keep it down.
What was Japan like, John?
It was like another country.
But not very much like another country. Not like America. No. All the buildings are the same. They're all built after the war, obviously.
Yeah, they're on ground and stuff.
They're on ground.
Now, we went over to Japan last August, not knowing what to find, and we found an audience that was very receptive to what we do. Not just because we do bluegrass or country or rock, just they were receptive to what we do, just anything that we did. It was really neat.
You know, Circle brought bluegrass into a more accepted music form. You know, what are your views and impressions on this? You know, do you feel
Circle
like,
album.
You made history with Circle, you know, is that...
One thing you should remember is it's not a bluegrass album. It's more of a traditional American music album, and that takes in some bluegrass. But it also leaves out Roscoe Holcomb.
Do you think you're reaching a more diversified audience now that you're branching out and doing so many different kinds of music?
I don't know. Sometimes people say we're directionless, but that's only because we like a lot of kinds of music. You know.
One thing that makes us play is we know what we can do to an audience, and we like to do it. It's a real ego trip, I guess.
That's right. And we broke up once for a few months, and 6 months that we were apart, you know, it's kind of like, man, I'd go to see a band, and if they were killing the audience, I'd think, jeez, I could do it.